On the Blooming Prairie Coaches Show, Chad Gimble, football coach. You guys got the game in yesterday. Of course, everyone scrambled to reschedule the Saturday games to a Friday. BP ends the season with a win, 49-6 over Randolph to win the section championship. Certainly, congratulations. And I also want to ask about if you were worried early in the week that the game would get in.
Definitely worried. And we're thankful that we were able to get that game in and get some closure on the season. And it took a lot of work. It took a lot of work behind the scenes by Allie Mock. I can't give her enough credit for everything that she's done and endured during this. As an AD, it's been hectic. It's been hectic on everybody, and just a lot of changing plans and having to redo plans and just a lot of scrambling, like you said. So, but all said and done, and we're thankful that we had the opportunity and the privilege to get to play that last game.
Have the players adapted the adjustments and adaptations by the players to be ready for changes of day and time and for some teams opponents too? But how have the players kind of handled all the changes that have gone along?
You know, we talked about that after the game and how proud we were of these players and their ability to overcome adversity and like you said, to adapt and change plans and be available at a moment's whim. You know, it's really been difficult, and we've had to change and move times and work around the other schedules and with other sports going on, and when you say it's a season like no other, and you just can't, and it's magnified 10 times like that.
Let's get to the game, 49-6 over Randolph. A great game. Again, congratulations, section champions. Tell me about the ball game.
Well, thanks a lot, Roy. We got off to a great start, and we took the opening kickoff, went down and scored, and on the ensuing kickoff, they fumbled. We took advantage of the turnover, went in and scored, and by the end of the first quarter, up 21-0, and I thought our defense was playing extremely well, our offense was executing, and it continued from there. I thought it was a good, complete game, and it was a nice win to see how much our kids have grown from the beginning of the season to the end. And it comes with great effort by all the players, scout team and players out on the field. And it takes all 43 of our kids to have a successful season like this.
The feeling at the end of the game then, with the idea that you win the section championship, there's no state tournament to move on to, good to get closure. What was the feeling like of a section title, maybe compared to what other section championships have felt like, knowing that there was something else coming?
And that's another thing I talked about. It was weird. It was just a feeling like we haven't had before. After winning a section championship, you're usually elated, excited for the upcoming week for state tournament, and knowing that you're going to get to go and play in the state tournament. You're excited that you win, but it's bitter in the fact that the season's over and you don't get to go on, and you're going to wonder what could have been or what might have happened. So, with all those things said, it was hard. It was especially hard on our seniors. They don't get that opportunity. The underclassmen, the coaches, we get to come back, but the seniors don't. And those are the ones you hurt for and you feel sorry for. But we also put in perspective that, this is a loss. It's a big loss, but there's going to be bigger ones down the road. And, we try to use football as a life teaching tool and try to get prepared for those. And we try to use some of those analogies, so when those moments come up, they know that they can make it through those difficult times.
I can only imagine that some of the seniors might have been, juniors on the boys basketball team that also won a section championship and didn't get to go on? Had to be a few, right?
Yes, there are a few of those players, and yep, it's hard on, they've given up a lot, and as has everybody, mm-hmm. throughout the world, everybody's given up something. That's just what this pandemic is, and sacrifices everybody has to make to get through this. And hopefully we see a light at the end of the tunnel, but it's part of being a responsible citizen, some of the sacrifices you have to make. But, it's still hard. And you can put in as many perspectives as you want, but it's something that you have to endure and understand and be able to cope with.
And then any other you mentioned the defense played real well on Friday night. Any other comments about the ball game itself or stats or such to share on a section championship for Blooming?
You know, I thought it was a really well-rounded game. I thought our defense played well. We talked to our defense at halftime, and Matt did a great job and asked them to change some things. And it was probably the best complete half that we played in that second half. I mean, the kids did what we asked, and we've been trying to coach them on, and that's just what Matt said is that, for one half, let's do what we've practiced, and they did, and that's what we try to get. The process to winning is making the changes that we ask and being coachable and putting the things that we do into practice, and they did. I thought everybody was able to contribute. I thought our wide receivers probably had one of their better blocking games, and it was a complete game, and everybody can go off the field holding their head high, knowing that they played their last game of 2020 and played it probably as well as we had all year.
All right, 49-6 winners, Blooming Prairie over Randolph to win the section championship. And Chad, we'll look to bring you in again next week and look back on the senior class and look ahead on what BP football will look like in 2021. But for now, congratulations, section champs, unbeaten season. Got in most of your games this season and kind of going through that whole thing that a lot of teams had to go through. But to be able to play that final game as it is, I'm sure, gratifying. Congrats.
Yep, thanks a lot, Roy. I appreciate it.
All right, Blooming Prairie Coaches Show on AM 1390 KRFO.